So good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Wikibon Peer Insight Research Meeting. I'm your host and moderator, Dave Vellante. Today, we're pleased to have Eugene Hacopians, who's a senior systems engineer at Caltech. Welcome, Eugene. Please say hello to the Wikibon community.
Hello there.
So the California Institute of Technology is the academic home of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And Eugene, you create a massive amount of data. How much data are we talking about?
Across all the projects that it's being housed at our facility, it's roughly 2.3 to 2.5 petabytes.
Tell us a little bit about the applications that are creating this data.
The majority of our missions has to do with astronomy. I would say 80-85% of it has to do with spacecraft, telescopes, and so on, and then the rest of them has to do with ground-based observations. We create the nice images that you see sometimes in the media, stars and galaxies and so on.
So these are large files?
Files that we have are very, very small, and that's one of the biggest challenges that we have next to the amount of data we have. Amount of data is roughly half a gig to 1 gig worth of data that we get down daily. By the time we do all the processing, it explodes into 40, 50, 60 gig worth of data. And just the number of files just immensely increases throughout. Roughly in about 10 terabyte, on average, you will see about 500 million files. If we have roughly 2 petabyte, you're talking about 2 trillion files that we are managing. Small files that we are ranging from 25K to half a meg. We call those files tape killers.
So tell us a little bit about your infrastructure.
The infrastructure has been another challenge because we weren't set up to grow this fast. So we were at 100 megabit network until like 5 years ago when we went to a gigabit. And you're looking at a facility that, you know, it's almost looked like a mom-and-pop shop, and then suddenly it became Walmart. I would like to say because of the legal issues with Caltech, what I'm talking about, these are my opinions rather than representing Caltech. Most of our servers, they're either Dell's or Sun hardware. And we have some Sun storage systems for our databases, high-end storage and so on, but majority, I would say 99% of the systems that we are using today as a file server, they're Nexon technology, and we've been working with Nexon for a long time, and we created kind of a relationship between us so we can actually help each other. So the way I set up a file server, regardless how much storage we need, it's as a building block. My premise is if you go with the most basic methodology and get it to work, and then as soon as you have that, then you can build on top of that.
Okay, and so you were telling us about the building blocks.
The building blocks that we use, it's a one Sun X4250 or the 4200 on the older file server, Sun system, 2 QLogic Sun-branded fiber card, 1 QLogic 5602 switch, a fiber switch, 4 gig, and then we grow up to 3 Nexon SATA-Bs that I use that as a building block.
Well, why'd you choose Nexon?
We found Nexon, and they were just coming out with the SATA-Bs. One of the things that attracted at least me to it, saying that, okay, if I can have 42 drives and only have 4 connections, it's much better than having 3 enclosures or 4 enclosures with 2 connections each. Ratio of the SCSI cards or the fiber cards was a factor in my decision.
Folks in the audience, you got any questions for Eugene?
This is Beth Perso from Search Storage. Eugene, I was wondering, there are some people who say that with the amount of files that you have, an object-based storage system might be ideal for managing that amount of data, especially in small files. But it sounds like you're using file systems.
We have looked at it, and we are considering them for the newer projects. We are at the tail end of our project. We are trying to deliver this to the archive, and it's very difficult for us to convert. However, for newer projects that I think it will come in the next 2 or 3 years, we will certainly look at that and convert over if it makes sense to our facilities.
This is Dave Barry from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. Thanks for getting on today. I just have 2 questions. How many storage engineers do you have that are administrating your environment right now? And the other question I have is, in your archive, does the data sit there forever, or do you actually have a policy for rolling that data to some other storage medium?
Let me answer the second one first. We are expected to keep it forever. Our data is a national archive. In regards to the number of engineers we have maybe two people that they may use quarter of their time for storage purposes. But I'm one of the ones that actually up to maybe 2 years ago, I was managing like a petabyte and a half by myself.
Eugene, I'm wondering if you could give us some closing thoughts, maybe some advice for your peers.
The one advice that I always give people is understand your data pattern, and understand the data flow, because that's what it's going to give you the best knowledge to actually get to the technology you need to use. But you just really need to understand your environment, and that includes people. You could get a very nifty system in, but if there's nobody as a manager, but if there's nobody babysitting or even configuring or whatever you want to call it, in your facility understands that really well, do you really want to put all your money in that basket to actually get it done? And most often than not, if you don't have the buy-in of the lower people, most often than not, they fail.
Excellent. Really great to have you here today, Eugene. On behalf of the Wikibon community, I'd like to thank you for sharing your experiences today. So really appreciate you coming on.
Sure thing.
So as a reminder, over the next 24 hours or so, we'll have up on Wikibon 6 research notes pertaining to this call with specific user actions. So look for those. Please feel free to hit the edit tab, improve the pieces, or put up your own piece, or write a wiki tip. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and thanks for being a Wikibon member.